Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Shanta from customer support. You requested a call back.
Yes, I did. I don't know if you can check it, but just within 15 minutes, maybe even less than that, I did a survey for Home Depot, and then I had to fill out, my name, address, and I had to give a charge card number, and then I pressed for it to be completed. And the next screen that came up said, "Thank you. You are now enrolled in a monthly health thing or something like that." I didn't enroll in anything like that. So I don't know what's going on at this point. I gave, again, I gave my charge card number out, and I don't want it used for anything other than what our agreement was for,
Yes,
which
ma'am.
was which was for oh, I can't remember now, a $5 handling, mailing charge. So this monthly thing, I have no idea what that's about, and it's unacceptable to me.
Yes, ma'am. May I get your zip code, please?
02180.
And your name?
Marie Greenhill.
And can you please verify your address for me?
148 Marble Street, apartment 105. Stoneham, Mass.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so once I do fully access the account information here, from what I am showing, yes, I do see a sweepstakes that was done today. Yes, ma'am, in regards to a Makita. And yes, I know it did advise that it was connecting to a Bitehub meal planning app that helps with putting different foods together regarding how many calories you want to consume in a day. It is actually a great app, and I can make it $20 a month for you.
No, I don't want it though.
Okay, I can get you can well, I can get you canceled out and provide you with a cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yeah, can you hold on just one second?
Take your time. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. In this house, you either have paper and no pen, or you get pen and no paper. So, but I've got everything now. Go ahead.
Yes,
Now,
ma'am.
and this number is for what? For cancellation? Is that what you
Yeah.
said?
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Okay.
That is C as in cancel, 920737103. All right, and just allow that no more than approximately 3 to 5 business days at the latest for that to reflect.
Okay, now let me just read this back to you. C 920737103. Now that obviously is what, the order number?
Yes, ma'am, with the C in front of it, confirming that that order number has been canceled.
Oh, okay. Am I through, or do I have to call somebody for this?
No, ma'am, everything has been taken care of for you today on this call. Your account has been canceled with that cancellation number, and the charge has been reimbursed back to your card. Just allow it no more than approximately 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. All right. And again, what was your name?
My name is Shanta.
Shantu?
Shanta, yes,
Isn't
ma'am.
that nice? Yeah. What a different name.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do they call you?
Well, I kind of go by Sean. Well, my father's name is Sean, so it's supposed to have been a boy, so it's supposed to have been Sean Jr., but yeah. It's a play off of his name a little bit, but yeah.
He was supposed to be a boy. That's how it was with my second baby. He was supposed to be a boy, but it was a girl. And I don't remember this, but the doctor told me that I told him to put her back and get the boy.
My mom always said, I guess back in the 80s, she always said, you know, back in the day, they didn't have all this technology they have now, so they were just playing a guessing game.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. You know, I mean, we didn't have the, what is it when you
the 3D ultrasound and the videos and all that.
We didn't have anything like that. So you never knew, you know, what was going on. The only time you knew that assumed everything was okay was every time that baby kicked you in the bladder, or, you know.
Okay. You had the old wives' tales. If you sit low, it's a boy. You sit up, yeah.
Right. And then the needle thing, yeah. Well, the needle thing, it did keep telling me it was a girl. And I kept saying, no, that's wrong. It's got to be a boy. But, hey, what are you going to do? But anyway, okay, honey. Then I'm all squared away. And how does that leave me at this point as far as the survey gift that I chose?
Yes, ma'am. In regards to that, Makita, you just have to check your email. Your email at marie.greenhill@verizon.net. Since it was a sweepstakes entry, if your number or when your number do come up, they'll send you an email in regards to that sweepstakes entry.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. But meanwhile, that other health thing is
canceled. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome.
You've been very, very nice.
No problem. Well, hey, that's what I'm here for, Ms. Greenhill.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, honey. You as well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.